This is Celestial Blood, a radio novela about love and mystery that crosses borders. Created by producer Giseli Regatao in New York and KCRW Public Radio in Los Angeles. Previously on Celestial Blood, Mundo and Sol's fiancé Esteban were a little tied up, literally.
Untie us already!
He was yelling at Margo Helga, not me. They can't hear me.
Come on, untie us.
That's weird. Anyway, Margo Helga is the mystery woman who showed up at the warehouse, and she untied them. And turns out, they were all looking for the same man, Mr. X. Mundo and Esteban have been looking for Mr. X because they need his secret recipe to get Big Eddie's gang off their backs. And Margo Helga...
Yeah?
Wait, you can hear me?
Perhaps.
You really are mysterious.
Freeze! Hands up!
Scheiße.
And then there's that. Let's see what's under the stars for the children of Arturo Lucero in this episode of Celestial Blood.
Mr. Policeman, people show up at the weirdest times around here.
Why are you arresting us?
Yeah, exactly why are you arresting us? Shut up. I'm asking the questions around here.
You're literally not asking us any questions. You're just...
I said shut up.
You even a real cop? Are you going to try to deport us to Mexico? Hey.
I thought your people were from Texas, Esteban.
Exactly, Mundo, but try telling that to the Donald.
Uranus, what am I doing here?
You mean at the international terminal of JFK? Or do you mean on this planet? Because, honey, that is a metaphysical conversation that I cannot have over the phone or without whiskey. So, honey, what's wrong?
I think maybe I should stop looking for these long-lost siblings. I mean... if Dad wanted them to have these letters before he died, then maybe he...
He did want us to have his letters, but he died. That's how death works. Stops you from doing some of the things you planned. Why on earth would you stop now?
These new brothers and sisters I'm finding, they're not all like you.
I know. We can't all be as wonderful as me.
I mean, of course, but the last one was difficult. It was just too much. It was a horrible experience.
This is horrible!
Yeah, you didn't make the best of that meeting.
Our new sister Estrella was the worst.
No, Sol. I hate to break it to you, but you were the worst. The situation was what it was. That's how life works. Has nobody ever taught you about life and death? Do we need to have a talk about how our bodies work, too?
Fine. Maybe Estrella wasn't the absolute worst, but why wasn't she?
Are you always this confusing, Sol?
On paper, Estrella's life should have sucked.
Ah, you mean because Estrella's a stripper and a former reality star, and she lives in Jersey. You thought it'd be easier for you to look down on her, didn't you?
Exactly.
Forget what I said about being confusing. Are you always this shallow?
She has a PhD. I mean, come on.
A, there's nothing wrong with how Estrella makes her money. B, she's your sister, so yay for the PhD. C, let's get back to the part about you being so shallow. What's really wrong here, Sol?
I was the only little girl in Dad's life. Even having a twin brother, next to Mundo, I was always the good one. I stood out. All this time, I thought I wanted a bigger family, but now that I...
Suddenly, you've got all these siblings, and you're not the center of the solar system?
I know, Uranus. I sound like a princess being pushed off her throne.
A little bit, yeah. So, there's enough room in this big old universe for everybody. It's like a melting pot where everybody's welcome. Like the United States used to be. Seems like a long, long time ago. point is, no matter how many of us there are, even if you find out that Dad had 50 other kids, it doesn't mean that Dad loved you any less.
He left you 100 acres of land, a mansion, and a legacy.
Okay, maybe he did love me more. Or maybe Arturo Lucero loved us each differently, in the only ways he knew how. And now, he's at peace.
Why can't you just let me have some peace?
Last call for passengers boarding flight 488 to Cusco, Peru.
Shoot! That's me. Thanks, Uranus. Sorry for being such a princess.
Happens to the best of us. Hang in there, Sol. I'll see you when you get back to the mean streets of New York. Nothing like hustle and bustle.
Are we even still in New York?
Not sure.
Mundo, this definitely does not look like New York anymore.
Quiet, you two.
I'm just saying, I'd like to know where my family's gonna find my body after you kill us, officer. Is that too much to ask?
Will you shush already?
I mean, I'd like to die indoors, not surrounded by all this foliage. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm sure these trees and flowers are pretty in the daytime, but at night it just looks like a jungle, which makes me think we're not in New York anymore.
Would you shut up? Nobody's going to die tonight. Unless I change my mind because I get sick of all your blabbering. Just keep walking. We're almost there.
Nope. I'm not taking another step.
Mm-hmm.
You dragged us all the way out here in the middle of the night to help you.
Mm-hmm.
How do we know this isn't a setup?
I told you. If you help me crack this case, then I won't lock you up. We've got a file on you two, a mile long. The only reason your girlfriend's not here is we haven't been able to connect her to any of this yet.
Mundo, you've been dating Margot Helga?
Excuse me, officer. If you do have to kill Esteban, does that automatically mean that you have to kill me, too?
Jeez, keep moving. The cabin's right up this hill.
Oh, I hate an incline.
Oh, my goodness. I hate an incline. Whew, the elevation here is out of control. I've got to take a break. I'm just going to sit right here down on this rock. And nope. You just got to go past me. Go on, goat. I need to catch my breath. Woo! I need to read this again. I seriously don't get it. My darling Mercury.
How glad I was when you were born, my precious son. And I know it took me a long time, but I want you to know that I'm still proud of who you have become. Blah, 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 blah. You are a wonderful daughter.
My precious son? A wonderful daughter? Did Dad have another set of twins? Or did he just make a mistake when he was writing this letter? The man had 11 kids. I guess it would be easy to lose track of who's who. Okay, I'm moving. Hey! No chewing of my letters! Ugh, stupid goats. Where's Mercury's house?
The house is right here. And yes, we're still in New York. This is the Bronx Botanical Garden, for your information.
Oh, this is nice. I didn't know people were allowed to build cabins in the Botanical Garden. I wonder how much the rent goes for here.
It's illegal. Ha! What's wrong? That word makes you uncomfortable?
Damn it, I was born in South Texas. You know that's a part of the U.S., right?
Can we get to it? You just need us to identify this body you found.
Hmm.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Then we're free to go?
That's it. I tracked this guy out here as part of my investigation. Watched him for days. Next thing I knew, he was dead.
So you don't just suck at geography and race relations. You can't keep up with your own suspects. Awesome.
If you help connect this guy to Big Eddie's operation and we get a conviction...
Hold on. Eh? You never mentioned the conviction part. You said just ID the body and we're done.
Oops. Maybe... Must have left out a few of the details. You know how this works.
No, actually, we don't. You're assuming we're criminal masterminds. It's the nice suits, isn't it?
It's because Officer New Guy thinks we're all bad hombres. Isn't that right?
Hey, I'm just trying to do my job here. Has nothing to do with race or ethnicity.
Really?
Of course not. But you people...
You were saying...
Take a look at the damn body and tell me if it's one of Bigetti's guys, okay?
Okay.
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 What body?
Worse, getting through all the countryside to get into town or getting in the way of these vehicles in the town itself. Well, at least there are no more... Ugh, goats. More goats, great! Excuse me? Hi, can you help me? I'm looking for Mercury Lucero. This is the address I have for him. This is where he works, yes? And no. God, you've got to be kidding me.
Nope, nobody.
Wow, this is crazy. He was here.
And now he's gone.
Yep.
There's nothing we can do for you here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just go our separate ways.
Well, what makes you think you're going to get off so easy, huh?
Yeah, Mundo, I was wondering the same thing.
Clearly, Officer Friendly screwed up in his investigation by bringing us into it. He thought he'd get us to do his work for him, and he ended up looking like the rookie hotshot. But it backfired.
Well, it's not too late to salvage this.
This is so far. Only thing I hate worse than an incline in reverse. What do you call that? A decline? A slope? A downward slope? Oh, whatever this is called, it's the worst. Oh no, I was wrong. This is the worst. More stupid goats. Uranus? Hi! Hi, I can't hear you over the... It's a bad connection and goats. So many goats. Mundo called you from where? I can't understand what you're trying... Listen, Uranus, if you can hear me, I'm headed to a small spa or a temple or something. Yeah, it's hard to understand the guy in the store. I need a universal translator like on Star Trek. No, Star Trek! No. That's not a Wookiee, that's a goat. There were no Wookiees in Star Trek. That was in Star Wars. Ugh.
I don't know how to thank you enough for bailing us out, Uranus.
Don't mention it.
For real. Thank you, brother.
Now you're somebody's brother? Uh-oh. Mundo, I know we just recently met, but in this short time, I have spent more hours with Sol than either one of you have. You're her twin, and you're supposed to be her fiancé.
Supposed to be? What's that mean?
It means she's going through a lot, but you two knuckleheads have been too engrossed in whatever schemes you're into to notice.
Schemes? What?
Schemes? No.
Can it? Sol may be so trusting that she's oblivious to the fact that you two are always sneaking around, always together, always... Oh, my God. Mundo, are you and your sister's fiancé?
Yes! No!
Excuse me, ma'am?
Yes? Welcome. Grab a mat and chant with me.
Thank you, but I'm here looking for this person.
We are all looking, aren't we?
Well, technically, I guess you're right. But more specifically, I'm looking for a person, your boss, maybe. I was told that he runs this place. And by this place, I mean, what the hell is this place? And why is it so damn hard to find?
You sure you don't want to meditate? Please, take my mat. At least sit. You look as if you've come a long way to find... my boss, you say?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is that better?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I've been on the road, dodging stupid goats for hours looking for your boss.
Have some tea.
Mm. Thank you. Oh, that's good.
Why am I so sleepy, Oliver?
I need to sleep, please. I need to rest a little. Close my eyes for a little while. This kind of torture is illegal.
Not anymore, my dear Arturo.
What the... Hey!
Good morning. Sorry about that. Sometimes it gets people looking for me. It's just a precaution. Sit up slowly, honey.
Good morning. Sorry I drugged you. Lady, are you crazy? Oh, whoa.
I told you to sit up slowly. And I wouldn't call it a drug. It's herbal. Well, I guess... actually, it's a drug. But there are no side effects. You feel okay, right? You thirsty?
No, thank you.
I went through your purse just to see who you were. And I found this.
That's none of your business.
I think it is. Is this true? Are you Arturo Lucero's daughter? Did he really write his letter?
He wrote that letter to his son, Mercury. You had no business reading it, lady. Where's your boss? I want to talk to Mercury right now.
Sister, you're talking to him.
What?
Why on earth did you tell your anus that we're lovers?
It was a stroke of genius on my part. Now he won't suspect that you and I are in trouble with Big Eddie and his mob. He won't have any idea about the fake caviar smuggling ring. And none of that stuff will ever get back to Sol.
You're a genius.
Thank you.
You do know that now Uranus is going to tell Sol, right?
Oh.
Oh. So that's how... And that's why... Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. All makes sense now. Huh?
Mercury, I'm so sorry our dad rejected you like that. You must have felt so alone.
For a long time, yes, I did. He was so full of his notion that a man needs to be a man to repopulate the Earth. He took it as a personal insult that I didn't want to do the same. He told me...
If you're not my son, then you're not mine. Stay here and chew coca leaves for the rest of your life for all I care.
That's horrible. But you didn't have to cloister yourself off here. And you could maybe not chew the coca leaves. Your teeth are important.
Being here was my choice. As I transitioned, my meditation practice grew and grew. One day, one of my darker days, I thought about ending it all. All of the alms and chakras and poses aren't enough when you're hurting as deeply as I was hurting.
What were you going to do?
I don't know. Wait for a big truck to come by and jump in front of it? Except we don't really have big trucks out here. I hadn't thought it all the way through. Anyway, I was out on one of those roads you hate so much.
Oh, I don't hate... I hate them. Go on.
I looked up and there was a little hurt llama limping toward me, looking much worse than me. I took her home. Then the next day, I was back to finish what I started. And guess what I found?
Another hurt llama?
Yes.
Ooh, that's a strange coincidence.
Turns out, farmers had been abandoning their injured and sick animals. Right there, in that very spot. The next day, I went back, but this time, it wasn't to end it all. I went back hoping to find another little llama.
And did you?
No. But I sat there for hours, and finally I realized what I was doing. I was hoping. I had hope again. And now I had these two little creatures who needed me. Thus, the Mercury Lucero Llama Sanctuary and Yoga Healing Retreat Center was born.
That's what the guy was trying to tell me! That is a mouthful, Mercury. You may want to consider a catchier name for the place.
Oh, nobody actually comes here anymore. It's just me and my little llamas. Thank you, Sol, for the letter. And now that I have read my father's final letter, where he finally accepted me...
You can forgive him? You'll come back and live amongst people again? You'll visit a dentist?
Nah. In your country, I can't even use the women's bathroom. I'm good here. Besides, if I leave, who'll take care of my little llamas? Come, sister. Meditate with me.
Promise you won't drug me this time.
You have my word.
Just landed. I'm gonna catch a lift and go home. Meet me there? We can figure out this last letter. I'm starting to think it might be a code or something.
I've got a better idea. I want you to meet me somewhere else instead.
Aha! Caught you.
Esteban, there's nobody here.
I can see that, Mundo.
Why were you saying that there will be somebody here?
I told you, I got a tip. They called and said...
Was it a woman's voice? Was it Margot Helga?
Are you two dating?
Tell me again what the person who called said.
Meet me at the secret spot. you know who is going to be there, ready to do you know what again.
And you assume that meant...
Mr. X is going to be at the secret lab cooking up his famous fake caviar recipe.
Esteban, you remember when I told you that Mr. X was dead?
Oh, yeah. I forgot. But maybe it just looked like he was dead.
He's
dead.
Did
you see with your own... Okay. Sorry. Jeez.
Look, we're here. We may as well try it again.
Yeah? Hold on. I'm going to take off my shirt and put on this apron. Last time I got that fish sauce smell on my clothes and I couldn't get it out.
Hey, did you lock the door?
Of course. Mundo?
What is it?
More like, who is it?
Well. What do we have here? Hello, guys.
In the next episode of Celestial Blood...
Arturo Lucero came to Juno preaching radical ideas about how global warming was not real and how we were a superior race and we had to come back to our true Christian values.
No. That's not the Arturo Lucero from my childhood.
This is Celestial Blood, a radio novela about love and mystery that crosses borders. Produced and directed by Giseli Regatao in New York, in partnership with KCRW Public Radio in Los Angeles. Mariana Carreño King created the story and wrote it with Inda Craig Galvan. Mixed and sound designed by Sandra Lopez Monsalve. Recorded at CDM Studios in New York. Our theme music and score is by Mark Phillips and Ryan Seaton.
José Antonio Melian, Arturo,
Esteban,
and Uranus.
Jacqueline Guillen, Sol.
Reza Salazar, Mundo, Mercury, and Satan.
Adriana Sananes, Marco Hilga, and the cop.
And I am Kate El Castillo, the narrator. Subscribe to Celestial Blood to make sure you don't miss upcoming episodes. Go to kcrw.com/podcasts. There is also a version in Spanish, Sangre Celestial.